Thank you very much for having me here this morning. It's a great honor and a privilege to bring the Word of God to you.
感谢大家，感谢主，今天有机会站到这儿，这是一个很大的荣耀，能够站在这讲台上。
Almost nothing can live at the depths of the ocean, which is over 36,000 feet deep. It's an absolutely dark and desolate place.
在海洋的深处，超过36,000尺的深渊，几乎没有任何生物能够生存。We need to read the scripture first.
Oh, my mistake.
It's fine. It's fine.
Let's read Psalm 130 first.
好，让我们大家翻到圣经诗篇第130篇。今天的经文是诗篇第130篇，由我来读。诗篇130篇。耶和华呀，我从深处向你求告，主啊，求你听我的声音，愿你侧耳听我恳求的声音。主耶和华呀，你若纠察罪孽，谁能站得住呢？但在你有赦免之恩，要叫人敬畏你。我们等候耶和华，我的心等候，我也仰望他的话，我的心等候主，胜于守夜的等候天亮，胜于守夜的等候天亮。以色列啊，你当仰望耶和华，但他因他有慈爱，有丰盛的救恩，他必救赎以色列脱离一切的罪孽。这是今天上帝对我们说的话。
Almost nothing can live at the depths of the deepest parts of the sea, which is over 36,000 feet deep. It's an absolutely dark and desolate place.
在海洋的深处，超过36,000尺的深渊里，几乎没有任何的生物可以生存。那里绝对是黑暗和荒芜，没有一丝的亮光。
There's no light there whatsoever, and the weight of all that water would crush you into nothingness.In an instant, that's not a place that you would ever want to be.
这个黑暗之处，它的水压可以瞬间把你压成粉末，那绝对不是你想去的地方。
Yet we must all recognize this morning that apart from Christ, we're in that deep, dark place before a holy God.
然而，我们今天必须意识到，若没有耶稣基督，我们在神圣的神面前，就如同置身在深邃的黑暗的绝境里。
On our own, we're far away from spiritual life and lay under the guilty weight of all that crushing water that is our sin.
单靠我们自己，我们就远离属灵的生命，我们就被那沉重的水和沉重的罪压得透不过气来。
In turn, when we consider such things, God's grace in Christ is magnified all the more, and our hearts are flooded with gratitude.
而正是因为如此，当我们想到这一切，神在耶稣基督里的救恩才显得格外的宏大，我们的内心也充满了感恩。
This is the normal, ordinary Christian life that's anchored in the gospel this side of heaven. Guilt, grace,And gratitude. Psalm 130 speaks to these things.
这就是我们这些，正因为如此，当我们想到这些的时候。
So let's consider this great psalm through.
Sorry, I haven't translated yet.
Oh, sorry.
这就是我们这些在天堂这一边的人的正常的生活，一个基督徒的正常生活。我们的生活锚定在福音里。它是罪孽、恩典和感恩的反应。诗篇130篇正是对这种生活的深刻的描述。
So let's consider this great psalm through these three points. First, our deep guilt. Second, God's forgiving grace. And third, our hope-filled gratitude.
所以呢，我们今天要通过以下三点来思考 这首伟大的诗篇，一是我们的罪的深重，二是神宽恕我们的恩典，三是我们满有盼望的恩典。
Let's first consider our deep guilt from Psalm 130 verses 1 through 3.
我们先来思考诗篇130篇1到3。耶和华呀，你从深处向我们求告，主啊，求你听我的声音，愿你侧耳听我恳求的声音。耶和华呀，你若纠察罪孽，谁能站立得住呢？
Right away we get the sense here that the psalmist is wrestling with something hefty. He's stuck somewhere awful.
我们立刻呢就感受到诗人呢正在被一种沉重的东西给缠住了，他被困在一个非常可怕的地方。
The depths referred to here are a reference to the deep and dark waters of the ocean.
这里说的深渊是说的是海洋最深处黑暗的水域。
He feels stuck and weighed down by the weight of something that's pricking his conscience. It's from this place of soul turmoil that the writer calls out. He even cries out to the Lord. He's lamenting.
他感到被某种刺痛，刺痛他的良知，这样一个重担所困扰和压迫。诗人呢，正在这种灵魂的动荡不安的地方，他呼求，甚至是哭求，耶和华呀，他在哀叹。
In verse 2, we read this deep cry is a bold plea for mercy. Hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy.
在第二节里面呢，我们读到这种深切的这种呼求，就是对神怜悯的非常大胆的这种呼求，求你听我的声音，愿你侧耳听我的恳求。
How in the world could the writer think that he could command God to hear him and extend mercy? How could he be so bold?
这个诗人，他怎么敢以这种口气命令上帝听他的哭求，要上帝向他施以怜悯，他怎么可以如此大胆？
We find one little clue from the word Lord itself. Lord in capital letters is the covenant name of God.
我们可以从耶和华这个词，他用的这个词找到一点线索。大写的耶和华是神订立盟约的名字。
When ancient Jews read this word, they associated it with the faithfulness of God to the promises that he's made to his people in ages past, and they recalled his great works of deliverance.
在古代犹太人来说，当他们读到这个词大写的耶和华的时候，他们会把它和神在过往历史中向他的子民所做出的应许和神的信实联系在一起，对神的这个称谓呢，让他们回忆起神伟大的救赎之恩。
So the psalmist's boldness is not an act of haughty presumption, but is actually an expression of his trust in God's faithfulness to his people.
所以呢，诗人的这种大胆呢，它不是一种傲慢的体现，反而表达出他对神在圣约中的信实的这种依靠。
But why is this bold person of faith crying out to the Lord from the depths and pleading for mercy in the first place?
但是呢，这位大胆的信徒为何要从深渊中向神哭求，并恳求神的怜悯呢？
The answer is found in verse 3. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? He's crying out and pleading before the Lord because of his iniquities, his sin.
答案在第三节里。他说：“耶和华呀，如果你查究罪孽，谁能站立得住呢？”他向上帝哭求和恳求，是因为他痛苦，他有罪。
He feels the weight of his helpless plight before a holy God, and he knows that God must be merciful to him, or he won't be able to stand and will surely perish.
他感受到自己在圣洁的神的面前呢，那种无助的困境。 他知道神一定会怜悯他，否则他将无法站立，而且他还终将死亡。
Psalm 14 in Romans 3 says, There is none who does good, not even one.
诗篇十四篇和罗马书第三章都说，没有行善的，连一个也没有。
All of us here today are included in this. You and I are guilty of breaking God's commands and have no hope of standing on our own before God.
今天我们在场的所有人，你和我都有罪，违背了上帝的诫命，我们无法指望靠我们自己站立在上帝面前。
Our guilt is deep. Our only hope is that God would show mercy and pardon our sin.
我们的罪是深重的，我们唯一的希望是神能施以怜悯，赦免我们的罪。
The debt of our sin, guilt, and misery before God reaches as deep as the deepest depths of the earth itself.
我们在上帝面前的罪债、罪疚和痛苦之深，其直达地球最深处的深渊。
This is the starting point of the Christian life. Even after we trust in Christ and receive His grace, we're still sinners.
这就是基督徒生活的起点。即便我们在信靠耶稣基督并接受他的恩典之后，我们仍然是罪人。
We don't ever grow out of our sinfulness in this life. The difference is that we grow in our appreciation of God's amazing grace for us in Christ. And this then produces grateful fruit of obedience in us.
我们在今生永远不会摆脱我们的罪性。不同的是，我们在耶稣基督里对神赐给我们的这奇妙的恩典的感激之情会与日俱增，这反过来 又在我们身上产生感恩顺服的果子。
The good news is that even in the face of our unfathomably deep darkness, God's grace reaches deeper still. God does show mercy and grace, pardoning our sins in Christ.
好消息是，即便我们对我们深不可测的这种罪恶的黑暗，神的恩典也会更加的深远，但神却要实施他的恩典和怜悯，在耶稣基督里赦免我们的罪。
That's the good news of the gospel in the face of the bad news of our deep sin.
这就是福音的好消息。无论我们面对的是怎样深重的罪恶，这消息是如何之坏，就是这个好消息。
And that brings us to our second point this morning, God's forgiving grace in verse 4. Look at verse 4. Here we read clearly in no uncertain terms about God's forgiving grace.
这把我们带到今天的第二点，在诗篇的130篇的第四节，在这里呢，我们清楚地看到，清晰地读到神宽恕的恩典。第四节说，但在你有赦免之恩，要叫人敬畏你。
God's word declares to us that God is not only utterly holy and righteous, but that He is also forgiving.
神的话语向我们宣告，神不仅是完全公义的、圣洁的，而且他也是宽恕人的。
A good question to ask ourselves at this point is, but how did the psalmist, living way back then, know that there is forgiveness with the Lord?
这个时候呢，我们不妨问自己一个好的问题：生活在那么久远的诗人，他怎么知道主那里有赦免之恩呢？
All along in the history of Israel, the Hebrew scriptures provided foreshadowing promises of the hope to the psalmist and all the Israelites sufficient for salvation with regard to the mighty acts of redemption to come in Messiah. Just one example is the sacrificial system.
在整个以色列的历史中，希伯来文圣经一直为诗人和所有的以色列人提供了关于弥赛亚即将到来的伟大的救赎之功的预表性的应许。这些应许呢，足以使他们得蒙救赎，而祭祀的制度只是其中的一个例子。
Jesus, the Messiah himself, also declares to us that his coming was not without witness to the Israelites of old and the writer of Psalm 130.
耶稣基督作为弥赛亚，他自己就是弥赛亚，他向我们宣告他的到来，并非没有向古人、古代的以色列人和诗篇的作者做过见证。
Jesus says in Luke 24, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled."
耶稣在路加福音24章中说，这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话，说摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话都必须应验。
The psalmist of our text this morning, along with every Old Testament Jewish person, had sufficiently clear testimony of the gospel from the scriptures that there is forgiveness with the Lord.
我们今天早上经文的这个作者，这位诗人，以及以色列旧约中以色列的每一个的犹太人，都从圣经中得到了足够的清晰的福音的见证，知道主那里有救赎之恩。
What about for us today? How can we know that there is forgiveness with the Lord?
Never been.
那我们今天呢？我们怎么知道主那里有赦罪之恩呢？
是。
The same truths that the saints of old had are the ones that we have too. God's history of faithfulness to them is our history as well. We have the same promises about the same Messiah given to us throughout the Old Testament.
旧约圣徒所拥有的真理，我们一样也同样拥有。上帝在历史上对他们信实，也同样在历史中对我们信实。我们拥有旧约中贯穿始终的关于同一位弥赛亚的相同的应许。
The difference is that we now have the substance of those promises. That is to say, we're not in the place of history where we're looking forward to the cross of Christ.We're in the place of history where we're looking back to the cross of Christ with clarity. The substance of our salvation has now come.
不同的是呢，我们现在拥有的这些应许呢，是这应许的实质。也就是说呢，我们不再处于盼望耶稣基督十字架的历史地位，而我们呢所处的是回头看十字架的历史地位。我们看得清清楚楚，我们的救恩的实质已经来到了。
God has taken up our flesh and appeared already for our salvation, suffered our punishment from sin, died, was buried in a tomb, really dead, and on the third day he literally and historically rose victoriously from the grave, all according to the scriptures.
神已经取了我们的血肉之躯。为我们的救恩显现，承受了我们犯罪的惩罚，他死了，被埋葬在坟墓里，他真的死了，并且在第三天，他按照圣经的预言，真实的、历史性的从坟墓中得胜复活了。
Loved ones, if you're struggling with your sin and your conscience is pricked, weighed down by guilt, cry out to God alone, in Christ alone, through faith alone.Confess your sin to him and ask for the mercy of Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，如果你正在为你的罪挣扎，你的良心受到刺痛，被罪疚压得透不过气来，你就要唯独在基督里，唯独通过你的信心向上帝呼求，你就该向他承认你的罪，并祈求基督的怜悯。
The punishment you deserve was dealt to Christ, and his righteousness has been freely imputed to you in God's sight. He's faithful and just to cleanse you from all your unrighteousness for the sake of Christ and his works on your behalf.
你应得的惩罚已经加在耶稣基督身上了。在神的眼前，基督的公义已经白白地归给你了。神按照他的信实和公义，凭着耶稣基督和耶稣基督为你所做的工作，神已经清洁了你一切的不义。
This is why we call it the good news. There is forgiveness with the Lord.
这就是为什么我们把这个福音叫做好消息，在主那里才有赦罪的福音。
You can now stand before God and not be crushed because Christ has stood in your place and has clothed you in his righteousness.
你现在可以站立在上帝面前而不被压垮压碎，因为基督已经代替了你站立，并为你 穿上了他的公义。
God has lifted us up out of the depths of our sin, shame, and condemnation and placed us in his saving lifeboat. And that lifeboat is securely anchored to the gospel rock of Jesus Christ.
上帝已经把我们从罪、羞耻和审判的深渊中拉出来了，并把我们放在他救恩的救生艇里。这艘救生艇，它牢固地锚定在耶稣基督的福音的磐石上。
Recognizing these things is part of the normal Christian life. We don't graduate from guilt and sin in this life, and consequently, we don't ever outgrow the need for God's forgiving grace either. We need to hear it over and over again, don't we?
我们要意识到，这些是普通基督徒生活的一个部分。我们在今生不会从罪和罪疚中毕业。因此我们也永远不会不再需要神宽恕的恩典，我们反而要一遍又一遍地听到它，难道不是吗？
Not only is understanding our deep guilt and God's forgiving grace part of the ordinary Christian life, but waiting on the Lord with hopeful expectation is as well. And that brings us to our third point here this morning, our hope-filled gratitude.In verses 5 through 8, look at Psalm 130, verses 5 through 6 to begin.
这不仅要明白我们深重的罪孽和上帝宽恕的恩典是普通基督徒生活的一个部分，而且呢，我们要满心盼望和等候主的话，也就是我们生活的主要部分，听神的话。这就是这个反而把我们带到了今天的第三点，就是诗篇第三十篇五到六节，说：“我等候耶和华，我的心等候，我也仰望他的话，我的心等候主，胜于守夜的等候天亮，胜于守夜的等候天亮。”
Why is he waiting for the Lord if he's already been forgiven? What is he still hoping for?
他在等什么？他的罪已经被赦免了，他还在盼什么呢？
It's here that the psalmist understood that his life was lived within the already not yet. He was already forgiven, but there was something still to come that was not yet fulfilled concerning this forgiveness.
在这里呢，诗人呢，他明白他生命呢正处在一个已然和未然的张力之中。他已经被赦免了，但还有将来还要来的内容，如今尚未完全实现的内容。
His Christian life, if you will,started, and yet he was still waiting for part of his redemption to be fully accomplished in the future.
他的基督徒生活，不妨这样称呼他，已经开始了。他仍然在等候他的救主在未来要完全实现的部分。
For the psalmist, his future hope was that of the coming of Messiah. And this hope was based on God's word that promised that Christ would one day come.
对于诗人来说，他未来的盼望是弥赛亚的到来，而这个盼望是建立在神应许基督有一天会到来的这个话语的基础上的。
This expectant hope of a future full redemption gave him the necessary strength to patiently wait for that day to arrive.
对于未来完全救赎的盼望和期待，给了他必要的力量，耐心等待那一天的到来。
Hope in this psalm means waiting patiently on the Lord, anchored in the good news of Jesus Christ.
这首诗篇，它当中的盼望就意味着耐心的等候主，锚定在耶稣基督的福音中。
For us today, we live after Messiah and his cross has come. We have the same forgiveness that the psalmist received from God in Christ.
对于我们今天来说，我们生活在弥赛亚和他十字架已经到来之后，我们和世人一样，已经领受了神在耶稣基督里对我们罪的赦免。
Yet we've received it with fuller understanding, with more clarity in the details.
然而和世人相比呢，我们接受了更为充分的理解，而且呢是更加清晰的细节。
We know now that God's plan for the coming of Christ entailed two appearances, not just one.
现在呢，我们知道呢，神关于耶稣基督到来的计划呢是两次显现，而不是一次。
The first coming was to accomplish forgiveness of the sins of the elect. The second coming will be for judging the world and resurrecting his people unto eternal life.
基督第一次到来是为选民的罪提供赦免，他第二次到来是为了审判世界，并为他的子民带来身体的复活和永生。
So we're waiting for his return. Now, like the saints of old and our psalmist,We live within the same type of already not yet context as they did.
因此我们正在等候他的再来。现在呢，就像旧约的圣徒和我们的诗人一样，我们生活在与他们相同的已然和未然的历史背景下。
We have the forgiveness of our sins already, but we're still waiting for what's yet to come. Christ's return to finish what he started in us.By finally resurrecting us to glory and delivering us to our eternal inheritance in heaven.
我们已经得到了罪的赦免，但我们仍然在等候那即将到来的事情，也就是耶稣基督再来，要完成他在我们身上已经开启的工作，最终让我们的身体复活，并且得到荣耀，并将我们带入我们在天上的永恒的基业。
Psalmist continues in verses 7 and 8 to directly state the reasons for his hope-filled waiting and why Israel ought to have the same anchored hope in the Lord. Look at verse 7 and 8.
诗人在第七到第八节中继续直接地陈述他充满盼望和等候的原因，这也是为什么以色列也要把同样的盼望锚定在耶和华神身上。我们来看第七节和第八节，说以色列啊，你当仰望耶和华，因为他有慈爱，有丰盛的恩典，他必救赎以色列脱离一切的罪孽。
The Lord's steadfast love refers to his special loving faithfulness toward the people with whom he has bound himself in covenant.
耶和华的慈爱指的是他对立约子民这种特殊的充满爱的忠诚和信实。
Translated as steadfast love because God is unflinchingly faithful in his covenant love towards us, his people.
它被翻译成信实的爱，是因为神对他子民立约的爱是坚定不移的。
His love is immovable, it's steady, and it's fastened down.
他的爱是不可动摇的，是稳定可靠的，是牢固的。
When this truth gets anchored in your soul, when you understand that Christ is God's steadfast love towards you, great hope springs forth.
当这个真理锚定在你的灵魂里，当你明白基督就是神对你坚定之爱的时候，满心的盼望就像泉水一样涌现。
God's people also have great reason to put their hope and trust in the Lord.Because out of his steadfast love for his people flows plentiful redemption, as the end of verse 7 says. There's nothing lacking in this salvation. It's full, free, and overflowing. It's plentiful.
神的百姓也有充分的理由把他们的盼望和信心定睛在耶和华身上，因为丰盛的救赎源自神对他百姓坚定不移的爱。正如在第七节末尾所说的，神的救恩没有任何欠缺，它是完美的，它是白白的，它是满意的，它是丰盛的。
And the psalmist finishes his word in verse 8 with, He will redeem Israel from all his iniquities.
诗人以第八节的话来结束了他这首诗篇，他必拯救以色列脱离一切的罪孽。
With an understanding of the steadfast love of the Lord and his plentiful redemption, the writer confidently announces that God's people will ultimately, in body and soul, finally and fully be redeemed from their sins at the end.
完全理解了耶和华的坚定之爱和他丰盛的恩典，诗人自信地宣告， 神的百姓最终将在身体和灵魂上最终的完全的从他们的罪中被救赎出来。
It's no less true for us today as it was for God's people throughout the ages. Christians, hope in the Lord. Patiently and expectantly wait for him to fulfill his word with gratitude in your hearts.
这些对我们今天来说与历史历代神的百姓一样的真实。基督徒们，仰望耶和华吧，心怀感恩，耐心地等待神实现他的话语。
Because we live in between the two comings of Christ, life this side of heaven is a struggle as we wait for him, isn't it?
因为我们生活在耶稣基督两次降临之间，我们盼望他再来，我们在天堂的这一边生活是一场挣扎，不是吗？
This is the normal Christian experience because sin still remains in our hearts and in the world.
这是普通基督徒生活的经历，因为罪仍然在我们的心中和在世界里。
But God has not left us without hope in this difficult life.
但是神并没有让我们在这艰难的生活中没有盼望。
We have his sure gospel word, the forgiveness of our sins and the promise of Christ's return to resurrect us is ours today and always.
我们有确定的福音，我们有罪的赦免，耶稣基督归来复活和向我们做出的应许，这些今天和永远都是我们的。
Listen to 1 Peter 1, verses 3 through 5.
我们听一下彼得前书第一章三到五节。愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照着自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为我们留存在天上的基业。你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着预备到末世要显现的救恩。
Loved ones, patiently wait for the Lord to fulfill His promises. Let these things motivate you to fight against your sin and persevere to the end for the sake of God's glory. For this is how we show our gratitude to God for what He's done for us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，让我们耐心等候主实现他的应许。让福音的应许激励你为神的荣耀而与你的罪征战，并坚持到底，因为这就是我们向神表达我们感恩之情的方式。
In conclusion, the Christian life is not a straight and steep upward line directly to heaven. No, it's full of ups and downs and feeling like you're fumbling around. We pilgrimage toward heaven while suffering the effects of sin.Which in turn lifts our eyes to Christ, who reminds us that there is forgiveness with God.
我总结一下，基督徒的生活不是一条笔直的、直接通往天堂的上升线，不是的，它充满了起伏，充满了四下摸索的感觉。我们一边承受罪的后果，一边向着天堂进发，这反过来又抬升了我们的眼目，仰望基督。他不时地提醒我们，神那里有赦免之恩。
And then we wait for heaven to come, where we'll no longer have the ability to sin, where our bodies and souls will be fully redeemed from the effects of sin.
我们在等候天堂的到来，在那里我们将不再有犯罪的能力，在那里我们的身体和灵魂将完全从罪的辖制中被解救出来。
And while we're waiting, we show our gratitude for God's forgiveness and the hope of heaven by fighting against the sin of the world, our flesh, and the devil. This is the normal Christian life.
当我们等候的时候，我们通过与世界、我们的肉体和魔鬼、罪恶的征战，来表达我们对神赦免和天上盼望的感恩。这正是基督徒的生活。
It's not easy. It's full of twists and turns and ups and downs. It's full of sin, sorrows and suffering. But remember that it all has a perfect ending for you, living face to face with your Savior, Jesus, forever.
这个生活并不容易， 它充满了曲折和起伏，它充满了罪、悲伤和苦难。但要记住，这一切对你来说都要归于一个完美的结局，永远与你的救主耶稣基督面对面的生活。
This is what Psalm 130 teaches us. We never graduate from this pattern of guilt, grace, and gratitude until our Savior completes the work in us that He has started.
这就是诗篇130篇教导我们的，在我们的救主完成他在我们身上已经开启的工作之前，我们永远不会从追究、感恩和恩典的生活当中这种模式中毕业。
Will fully redeem you at the last day when he returns. May the God of grace anchor your hearts in this gospel hope until the end. Amen.
在末日，当他再来的时候，他会完全救赎你。愿神的恩典将你的心锚定在福音的盼望中，直到永远。Amen. 我们一起祷告，亲爱的天父。求你的恩典把你的话语铭刻在我们的心上，给我们一颗真诚谦卑的心来领受默想你的话语，好让我们结出圣洁的果子，好叫你的圣名得到荣耀和赞美。奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。